Well, good morning, everybody. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Tim Smith with WSU and Jim Drips with Dow AgroSciences. The Western cherry fruit fly, Regalidis indifferens, is the primary insect pest of cherry production in the Pacific Northwest. It is a univoltine species, and eggs are deposited directly into the cherry fruits. A single female can lay between 100 and 300 eggs over a 30-day period, and the third and final larval instar emerges from the fruit and pupate in the orchard floor. Our indifference will overwinter in the pupal stage, and this egg to pupation interval generally takes about 25 to 35 days. This graph shows a typical emergence pattern for our indifference. And as you can see, the adults start to emerge around the latter part of May, with peak emergence occurring around early July. And then it starts to taper off into August. However, this coincides very nicely with commercial cherry production in that region. And incidentally, this is from the north central portion of Washington State. So our indifference poses numerous management challenges for commercial cherry production. It causes direct damage to the cherry fruit. Eggs are deposited, as I said, into the fruit, and the larval stage is essentially an internal feeder, so it's very difficult to control. Therefore, most of the control measures target the adult stage using insecticides. However, the adults are also quite challenging. They are fairly mobile and can emerge over a relatively long period of time. And this problem is even more exacerbated with organic production, where there's even more limited options for our indifference control. And finally, due to the quarantine status in California for our indifference and in many foreign markets, there is a zero tolerance for this pest in exported fruit. Well, trials were initiated in Washington State beginning in 2005 to evaluate the effectiveness of various spinosyn insecticides and some formulations against our indifference. It is very difficult to control replicated trials in a commercial orchard because of this low tolerance or zero tolerance for our indifference. Populations are very low in commercial orchards. Therefore, backyard trees were selected as test sites. Adults were monitored using ammonium-baited yellow sticky panels, and insecticide applications began around the latter part of May. As you recall, that's when they started to emerge, and was about 5 days after the first fly was recorded in that particular area. With the exception of GF120, all of the applications were made with an air mist blower to simulate an orchard blast spray, which is normally the way the foliar applied insecticides are made commercially. GF120, however, because it is a bait formulation, was premixed and applied using a handheld spray bottle. At harvest, 1,000 fruits per replicate were sampled and put into cold storage for evaluation. The infestation assessments, there were two methods. First of all, the brown sugar solution method, where 7 pounds of brown sugar is dissolved in 10 gallons of water. And taking a 2-quart sample of that solution, 100 cherries were crushed and mixed and agitated and allowed to settle for a short period of time. And here we see the if there's any larvae in the fruit, sample fruit, they'll float to the surface. And this is the standard procedure that's used by the Washington State Department of Ag Inspection Services at commercial cherry packing houses when they're assessing infestations. However, there was a question about perhaps missing some of the younger instars of our indifference using this method. So a second method was also employed, and that is simply suspending those sample fruits on wire mesh screens over sand-filled trays. And throughout the course of these studies, we found that the accuracy between these two methods were quite similar. There were two formulations of spinosad that were evaluated. GF120, as I mentioned, is a fruit fly bait and entrust. Both of these are organically certified, so there could be options. In fact, there are indeed options for organic producers today. The third product was Delegate, the newest member of our spinosyn group, which is a spinetoram. And the various rates are shown here. The rates that are listed in red are lower than recommended rates or lower than labeled rates. We wanted to see sort of the bottom end of these compounds and see where we could find perhaps where these treatments were no longer effective. Here is an application made with the mist sprayer on one of the backyard test sites. Excuse me. And here's a close-up of the application. And here's a slide of the sampled fruits on the wire mesh trays, and you can see the sand in the bottom here. I'll be showing a series of bar graphs that are very similar in appearance. The first, or the top graph are is the adult data, mean number of flies per trap on the y-axis. On the bottom is the larval data, mean number of larvae per 1,000 fruits that were found. In 2005, we see that Delegate was evaluated at two rates, 4.5 and 6 ounces, as well as Entrust at 1.9 ounces. We saw a significant reduction in the adult population as compared to the untreated here, which had approximately 250 flies per trap. For the larval data, we did not find any larvae in any of these insecticide treatments, despite having approximately 400 larvae per 1,000 fruit sampled. In 2006, there was incidentally no adult data for GF120 here, so just wanted to make that clear. But we did not see any significant differences among the treatments. Two rates of Delegate, again, this is the lower than labeled rate, and Trust at 1.9 ounces and GF120 at 20 ounces. No differences among the treatments and with the untreated. However, when we look at the larval data, we see that all of these treatments resulted in clean fruits. There were no larval finds among all of these treatments, despite having almost 300 larvae per 1,000 fruit sample in the untreated. In 2007, we saw a similar trend. No adults were impacted very greatly, shown here with two rates of Entrust and two rates of GF120. Again, the Entrust at 1 ounce was lower than labeled rate, and the GF120 10 ounces is the lower end of the labeled rate. When we look at the larval data, however, we did find larvae in these two lower half rates, I'll call them. So essentially, these two treatments, commercially speaking, were failures because of the zero tolerance. In 2008, Delegate was assessed at two rates, 3 ounces, again, this is lower than labeled rate, and then Delegate at 4.5 ounces. Here we see that despite having an average of more than 400 flies per trap, we did see a significant reduction in the number of flies. When we look at the larval data, again, we see that there were no larval finds in these two Delegate treatments, as compared to the untreated, which had between 500 and 600 larvae per 1,000 fruits. Well, in summary then, there is a zero tolerance for iron difference in commercial cherry production in the Pacific Northwest. So as you can see, the stakes are very high for cherry producers in Washington and Oregon. The most effective means towards achieving clean fruits to date have been with chemical control measures. And these chemical control measures have to be largely targeting the adult stage and must be very effective and quick action. 4 years of field trials that we have conducted in Washington State have demonstrated the effectiveness of both spinosad and spinetoram, spinosad with Entrust and GF120 and spinetoram with Delegate under moderate to extreme pressure of iron difference. We did see, however, in 2007 that the half rates were the lower than labeled rates of both Entrust and GF120 have led to our indifference fines. So these lower rates should at all costs be avoided. And at this time, I'd like to acknowledge the help of Esteban Gutierrez for his help on this project. And I think we have some time for questions.
Did you have to worry at all about the GF120 getting washed off the drain for the experiments, and did that have had an impact on the results?
Yes, good question. The question was if there was an impact on rain on the GF120. Yes, indeed. Our recommendation is that if there is a rain event, then GF120 is very soluble and you'll have to reapply soon after the rain. So that could have impacted the fines in 2007 as well. But they were lower than labeled rates, so I think that was a contributing factor. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.